For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Police reports show that a firefighter killed in a Columbia walkway collapse was going door-to-door looking for trapped residents, apparently because emergency responders thought they were dealing with a roof collapse. Lieutenant Bruce Britt was on the second-floor walkway of University Village Apartments, a University of Missouri-run apartment complex, when the walkway collapsed Saturday morning. Britt, a 23-year veteran of the force, was pronounced dead at a hospital. No residents were injured. Details of the Saturday collapse are included in incident reports provided by the university police after a public records request by the Columbia Daily Tribune. According to the reports of several officers, dispatchers said residents were trapped inside an apartment. Responders did not know which apartment and later discovered the walkway was close to collapse. A funeral procession for Britt begins at 8:45 this morning, and the memorial service is at 10 a.m. at the Crossing Church in Columbia. Firefighters from across Missouri will be in attendance. The Missouri Senate has given first-round approval to legislation to address school accreditation and student transfers from unaccredited school districts. Marshall Griffin reports.
The Senate spent 2 days working on the wide-ranging bill, which would allow for accrediting individual school buildings instead of just districts as a whole and create regional authorities to handle transfers. It still contains language allowing students to leave failing public schools for private non-sectarian ones, but they must have first attended an unaccredited school for at least one full school year. Republican David Pierce of Warrensburg is the sponsor.
This is our time to step up and to make some change, to say what we want to do in this area of unaccredited buildings and with transfer students.
The bill needs one more vote by the full Senate before moving to the Missouri House. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Missouri House committee has advanced legislation that would block the state from implementing new education standards. The measure endorsed Wednesday would prevent schools from using the Common Core standards unless the legislature passes a bill to adopt them. The Missouri State Board of Education voted to adopt the standards in 2010. Sponsoring Republican Representative Kurt Barr says the new benchmarks for reading, writing, and math take important teaching decisions away from local school boards. The bill's opponents say the new education guidelines help students prepare for college. Missouri students are scheduled to take Common Core aligned tests this fall. Many other states have also adopted the standards. The measure now heads to the House Rules Committee. A conference before the True False Film Festival this weekend gives new perspective to the relationship between documentary filmmaking and journalism. The Based on a True Story conference started yesterday and runs through Friday. It works with filmmakers, journalists, and critics, mostly from the True False Festival, to establish panels and discussions over this relationship. The conference this year features panels on topics such as ethics of filming someone who is in harm's way, the question of whether or not a documentary filmmaker is bound to journalistic standards, and a discussion of how to translate a journalism story into a documentary format. Conference co-founder and MU associate professor of German, Brad Prager, helped start the conference 2 years ago.
Do you say, okay, this is exactly what we expect the journalist to do, so these people are journalists themselves, or do we say they're doing something completely different and we hold them to different standards?
The conference works with the film studies and journalism departments at the University of Missouri to plan out and moderate the event, and it's funded by Mizzou Advantage, a program that sponsors interdisciplinary research within the university. A Missouri House panel is considering legislation to give lawmakers oversight over the state's execution procedures. Republican Representative Eric Burleson said Wednesday that his bill would make Missouri's lethal injection method more transparent and accountable to the public. The measure would require the State Corrections Department to submit a formal outline of an execution procedure to a legislative panel. The panel could then conduct hearings and take public comment on the proposed execution method. The full legislature would also be able to veto the proposed method. Missouri has executed 4 inmates using pentobarbital, a powerful sedative acquired from a compounding pharmacy. Burleson cited the state's refusal to reveal the identity of the pharmacy as the motivation for his legislation. The Downtown Columbia Leadership Council formed a task force at their meeting Tuesday night. Its goal is to help city council find the most appropriate way to fund necessary infrastructure improvements in downtown Columbia. KBIA's George Dumontier reports, while city council will take the advice into account, they are feeling the pressure to make decisions now.
Downtown Columbia has been growing rapidly in recent years, and city manager Mike Mathis says the city's infrastructure, such as water piping, sewers, and electric wiring, are at capacity. The question now is how to pay to upgrade the infrastructure. After a proposal for a tax increment financing district, or TIF district, was voted down last week, the city is looking for other ways to pay for these improvements. Task Force member Brent Gardner says the TIF district was rushed through before the community even knew about the infrastructure problems.
People were upset with the process of the TIF district, and it was almost like the solution was proposed before the problem was announced. People really want to know where the city is with this infrastructure.
Gardner says the task force plans to take a step back and collaborate with city staff and the community in order to assess the current situation and come up with an appropriate payment plan. He hopes to present this recommendation to city council as early as next month. But developers are hoping to begin building soon, and if city council waits too long, Columbia stands to lose some opportunities. Third Ward Councilman Carl Scala says he's grateful for the task force initiative, but hopes city council will gather their own information and make some quick decisions.
They simply just don't have the time to get into it in detail. And I think right now the staff has that detail. That's the kind of thing that the staff needs to present to the city council, and the city council needs to act on that.
Scala says it's important to pay for new infrastructure soon in order to continue Columbia's downtown development. But 4th Ward Councilman Ian Thomas says he'd rather see the city take its time and make the best decision.
I think that we'll all be pretty sorry if we rush to a quick fix without taking the time to thoughtfully discuss and decide as a community what the best approach is.
Scala hopes to have a funding plan in place within the next 2 to 3 months. George DeMontier, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.